old bull penis.
For shizzle, I need to pizzle. Welcome to Podsmack. I'm Dan Balboni. I'm here with Joe Jones and Shannon Cooley.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
I will have to say, especially Joe, you want to lean over and be a little louder since I figured out why we were getting feedback last time. So, this episode, we're going to have Joe and Shannon face off to see who wins movie tickets. And they have drawn names. We're going to leave them out now, and they'll find out at the end. I will probably edit in the names in the beginning, though, just to let if the three people that listen to the show can find out right away whether they need to listen. But first, I think we got some updates to talk about. And last episode, Joe and I were discussing the case down in Florida, and they came to a verdict shortly thereafter. Did you know which one we're talking about, the loud music case?
Yeah.
Apparently, three charges of attempted murder and a mistrial on murder one. What do you think on that?
I actually think that's horrible with the mistrial.
Did you hear the interview or read about the interview with the juror, one of the jurors?
No.
Apparently, and I think this is what I read, apparently there was only three people on the jury that wanted to go not guilty on murder one.
Oh, yeah.
So it restores almost a little bit of faith in Florida for me because they've been a little crazy with the shoot first, ask questions later yep. type of stuff. But yeah, no, I just thought that was interesting that as soon as we talked to about it, we got the verdict right afterwards.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Well, they were saying that when the guys were getting shot at, that they took off and hid into another parking lot. So they're saying they could have hid the gun then. It's like, come on, really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all I know is this. If truly there was a situation where there was someone else had a gun, I ain't stopping until everyone's done.
Yeah.
And then you can see the gun when the cops show up. That's pretty much how I'm handling things. I ain't going to let there be.
Yeah, and if those guys really had a gun, wouldn't one of them fire?
Shoot. No. Okay. One thing I forgot to mention last time was my scary fact of the week.
Oh, all
right. I mentioned it afterwards. Apparently, crocodiles can climb trees.
That's very unsettling.
That's right. You're going to put the picture on?
Yeah, I'll put the picture on. There's an article about they say they can't climb fast, but they can climb trees. And here I was always thinking if I ever ran into a situation, I'm just going to get up a tree. And
I'd like to see you get up a tree.
Well, the adrenaline's going. He'll be able to get up there.
Well, don't worry if there's someone else around me. I'm stepping on them to get myself up. I guess, was that the one that also read? I guess apparently that's the other thing they said was, I don't know if it's alligators or crocodiles, but basically if you're in a pit of, like, or around a bunch of them, they're only going to go after one person. As soon as they get one person, they're all going to go after that one and leave someone alone. So you just got to be faster than one person you're with.
Yep.
So kick someone in the knee, basically.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Okay. You know, I like my friends, but Joe, just watch your back.
Yeah, remind me not to get chased by crocodiles around you guys.
Although, I don't think they move that fast.
I hear they go up to 35 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
That's definitely faster than
That's faster
than You know, I'm sitting there and I've watched.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay, you can use your smartphone now, Joe. Once we start the game. I was watching an episode of Robin Big. You ever watched Robin Big back in the day? They were in Florida. They found like a alligator, I guess, sitting in the middle of the road, and they were like jumping over it with their skateboards. I figure those things were just lazy, but apparently
they probably just fed the thing or something.
Yeah, I ain't messing with one of those though. Anything else before we?
Yeah, 20 and 30 miles per hour on land. Yeah, so you're not outrunning it.
I ain't outrunning. Well, you just got outrun one person, so. Yeah. And I'm guessing that would probably be, I would be the slow one, huh? So I'd definitely be taking people out from behind. Much like in the running of the Bulls.
Oh, but their burst of speed is only about 15 yards.
Still more than what I got. I'm still screwed. Damn it. My knees ain't what they used to. Now, a couple things. I at the grocery store today, I was couple things that just made me happy. One was, it was in the checkout line, and there's this 5 or 6 year old girl with a book, Guess what book she had in her hand?
Dr. Seuss?
No. No, this encouraged me. She had a Star Wars book. And I'm like, that's awesome. That's the best thing I saw all day so far, which it's only 11:30, so go figure.
Have you been on Facebook today?
Yeah, I saw yours. Your
Star Wars quiz?
Yeah, yeah. I got Han Solo, but I cheated. Which is what Han Solo would have done, so
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then the other thing it's a question I have, and I'll just throw this out to you guys. I'm notoriously frugal. However, there's certain things I won't skimp on when I'm like buying at the store. I just absolutely won't buy the cheap version of. Is there anything you guys just won't absolutely skimp on as far as, for example, I only buy Heinz ketchup. I will not buy store-bought. I won't buy any other brand because they all taste nasty.
Yep.
I agree with you on the ketchup.
Is there anything that you guys just absolutely, for whatever reason, your mind just can't fathom buying the cheap version of?
I can tell you Cool Whip is definitely one thing that you need to buy the actual brand name from. Because the store brand just does not work the same way. I've tried several different kinds.
Yep.
Now, it's a lot cheaper, but it just doesn't work right.
Is it a flavor thing or just a texture thing? Or
it's mostly a texture thing because I use it in making other desserts.
Yep.
And it just doesn't work right. Even though it's mostly plastic. I mean, I think it's like two ingredients away from being plastic.
Nice.
But it's very yummy. I like it.
Isn't that what someone's telling me? They took out an ingredient in, in the Subway bread or something that supposedly was plastic?
My company owns several Subways. We're getting new bread.
I don't care. It tastes good.
I don't eat Subway because it's all turkey.
I don't mind turkey.
It's all turkey?
Cold cuts.
All the cold cuts are turkey except for the actual roast beef is actually some kind of beef.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that. The ham's
turkey?
It's turkey ham. The salami's turkey salami.
And the bologna's turkey bologna.
What about the bacon? That better be real bacon.
No, bacon's real bacon. Bacon's real bacon.
No, that's why you can get, when they do the Jared meals, that's why the cold cut sub is always on that list because it's all turkey meat. I knew that.
I was wondering how that made, I'm like, that can't be right. But
no, I go for the chicken anyways. I know the chicken's chicken.
It is chicken product.
Hey.
Much like my favorite chicken McNuggets. Yep. I don't care. Process it, fry it, and give it to me. I will eat it.
I can just tell you that I've done the inventories at Subway, and I've seen the product before it gets out to that little counter. Just don't eat the steak. It looks like dog food.
Well, you know, they got the fake grill marks in there, like in the McRib? They pressed the, the grill marks in. That's awesome.
The McRat.
I will tell you, as much as I know it's not real steak, the steak, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich at McDonald's is freaking awesome.
I've never tried that one. I'm more of a Egg McMuffin kind of person, the classic.
I'm telling you, I'm normally not a big fan, and especially with McDonald's onions, but they actually have, I think, real onions on it, and it's just, I'm sold. I actually had one this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, it's freaking good.
I haven't been to McDonald's for breakfast in years.
Well, you gotta get there early.
Yeah.
Because normally I go there, I want hamburgers. A little ass ratty.
I normally just go to Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast.
Nah, not me.
Speaking of breakfast, maybe you all can settle this debate I was having with two of my friends last night, my wife and one of my friends. I claim, as I've seen this in person before, that there is a difference between the original jelly donut and a strawberry jelly donut. That they have different jelly, and there is a difference. They claim there's no such thing, there's only one jelly, and I'm nuts.
What? Wait, different how? Are you talking to me like the traditional, if you order a jelly donut, you're getting raspberry jelly?
It's apple raspberry jelly. We went into the Dunkin' Donuts and asked the people what is the jelly.
No. Yep.
I didn't know about
It's apple raspberry.
I didn't know about the apple.
There is a strawberry jelly donut that has strawberry jelly in it, and it's a completely different texture.
Yeah,
it's a different.
It's more gel, as in instead of jelly, it's like ooze. There's no chunks in it. It's just.
It's very flat.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And gross, and I don't like it.
I don't like strawberries to begin with. But.
What?
Yeah.
Communist.
Strawberries got to be the nastiest fruit of all time.
I love strawberries.
All right. So to clarify, yes, there is a difference.
Yes, you are right, and your friends are wrong.
Thank you very much. My wife will love hearing that. She's wrong.
In fact, I will go I don't even, I wouldn't even consider that strawberry jelly even jelly at that point. Because you think about it, apple, got chunks of fruit in it. Blueberry has got blueberries in it. And even the raspberry has got some texture to it. So what the hell is this?
I don't know. It's disgusting. The whole point I was making is I had to eat two donuts because the first donut I got was that gross strawberry one. So I had to get a different donut in order to get the one that I wanted because I picked the wrong donut.
Oh. I was just going to say, were you eating it just to get the taste out of you?
Well, I stopped eating. I didn't eat the whole first one. I ate around that gross jelly part, and then I got the real one.
Speaking of nasty-ass treats that where I work, people bring in some type of treats, you know, whatever, to put out. And my boss brought in one time these things called Turkish Delights. And apparently it's this rose flavored whatever. It actually tastes like a rose or whatever, and I didn't realize, so I went and grabbed it because it's got like powdered sugar on it. So I go and I grab, when I bit into it, it was just nasty floral. I just had to spit it out. I'm like looking for anything. I'm like, does anyone have any chocolate, please? I need to get this taste out of my mouth, because you're sitting there and you're just like, oh. But my boss is a very nice guy. And I appreciate everything he brings in.
Disclaimer.
Although I know my boss will never listen to this, so I don't have to worry. All right, I did ask you guys, we're going to set up an undercard. And I don't know if Joe did his homework.
No, I didn't.
Judging by the fact he's going through there. Basically, the first question I had asked was, if you could deport any pop star, American or otherwise, aside from Justin Bieber, kick him out of the country, who would you pick?
Now, does it have to be current or?
Well, I was thinking current because they're the ones who really annoy me the most. I mean, if they're out of, I don't know, I guess you could pick whoever you want, though. Since you didn't do your homework, we'll start with Shannon.
Yeah. Well, all right. No big deal, but she can go first. I already know who I don't like. But
I would pick Nicki Minaj.
Ooh, good choice. Specific?
She's from Trinidad and Tobago, and they can have her back. As far as I'm concerned, I just cannot stand her. Everything she does annoys me. Her fake lips to the whole fake body, the outfits, everything
is annoying. Is the butt fake?
I'm not checking. You can check if you'd like to. But
I think it is. It's just too big.
It's just too big? Okay.
I really don't like her. On the other hand, if we could extradite Miley Cyrus, I would really enjoy that.
Well, like I said, American or otherwise. So you could get rid of Miley Cyrus, too. I don't care if they're American or not. We're just getting rid of them.
I would definitely get rid of Miley Cyrus if I could.
So Miley Cyrus before Nicki Minaj?
See, here's the thing. Miley Cyrus, if she stopped acting like an idiot, can actually sing.
Yes.
She like
actually
her music.
Has talent. Yeah. So when you listen to it on the radio, it sounds great. And then you see it live or on the TV or on YouTube, and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
So, I think I'm still going to go with Nicki Minaj. She really annoys me a lot more than a lot of other people.
Well, my whole thing with Miley is I think she's still trying to shake that Nickelodeon kitty.
Oh, she
image.
Shook it. Yeah. She shook it like three videos
I think she's
ago.
Trying to, like,
I think we're
bury
good.
It, burn it.
Yeah. Well, she's shaking it. She ain't got much to shake. But she's shaking it. I will just give Nicki Minaj, I will give her one thing that I would give her credit on, maybe, because this other person also annoys me, is I guess she wanted to fight Mariah Carey at some point because of the American Idol thing.
Yeah.
So I would let her stay around to punch Mariah because I can't stand Mariah Carey.
All she'd have to do is get her in one of the fake boobs and Mariah would be down.
Deflated. Joe, who would you like to get rid of?
Well, he's Canadian too. Drake.
Drake?
I just don't like Drake's music. He's got that monotone voice. It's just like, oh my God. And he doesn't, his lyrics are just horrible. He thinks like he's a real rapper. And he's not, man. He's just one of those guys that you put on a song, oh, let's get a little hook, you know. But for some reason, America loves him. And if you compare him to like the rappers when we were growing up, he's horrible.
Yeah. Well, that goes for virtually every rapper out there. I can honestly say, for a fact, if I heard a song, I wouldn't know if it was Drake or not, because I have no idea what he's doing.
Oh, no.
I'm so lucky, I guess, in that point. I would, if I had my choice, though, initially I thought the people, I was thinking who annoys me, which was Miley annoys me.
Yep.
For some reason, Taylor Swift annoys the ever-loving crap out of me, and I know a lot of people like her, but yeah, my daughter
hates her.
Me.
She hates her in the movies. On TV.
There's something about her that just bothers me. And then I was thinking, was it Miley, Taylor, and even Kanye West? I could get rid of him.
Yeah.
I decided I would want to do something good for this country. Chris Brown, out of here.
You would save a lot of women a lot of money in trouble.
I mean, I don't think he adds anything as far as music goes. And so I would just gone with Chris Brown.
Yep.
And so that's why I decided instead of satisfying my not being annoyed, I would just get rid of him.
So if you're saying Chris Brown, you know, he's got a new buddy now. You know, Ray Rice must be hanging out with Chris Brown.
Ray Doesn't I thought everyone he knew there's cameras everywhere in a casino.
Every inch of the casino has a camera. Except for the bathrooms.
And even then, we don't know.
Yeah.
That's just the stuff they keep for themselves.
I know.
But, yeah. And then the other question that Joe didn't read I had was, I wanted to talk about some overrated movies, in your opinion. And I was going to go like for the top three. And I'm curious, because I have some that I know people absolutely love that I think are overrated to hell. So, I don't know if you want to go first, Shannon, since Joe didn't do his homework.
Sure. My number three most overrated movie ever is The Matrix.
Okay, I can see that.
It had great special effects, but it also had Keanu Reeves, who has the acting ability of a piece of cardboard. He's horrible. I hate him. Second, if the machines were just using us for food, why didn't they just put us in little pods and just suck the energy out of us? Why'd they have to create this whole other world for us to live in? It's absolutely ridiculous. And third, the guy dies at the end. Sorry for spoiler if anybody hasn't seen this 15-year-old movie. And then Trinity says she loves him, and magically he's alive again.
Is Keanu?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It had great special effects, but the whole premise of it and him are just ridiculous.
That isn't a bad choice. I did like the one part of Matrix I did like was that scene when they enter that building towards the end and they just start shooting everything and the just bullets flying everywhere.
Special effects, great. Didn't
that movie have Samuel Jackson
in it? I was gonna make a joke about that.
Samuel Jackson was awesome in The Matrix. I'm telling you, just the best. Do you want to pick one, or do you want, or Shannon, do you want to go through all your top?
What's up to you? What are you going to do?
You got one, Joe, or? All right.
I guess I'll have mine, because Joe's unprepared. All right, my number two was Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
The original Twilight movie.
Yep.
Now, being the geek that I am, I have read all the books, and I know Dan hates these things, but that first movie was horrendous. It was absolutely horrendous. Kristen Stewart is the female version of Keanu Reeves. She cannot act anything. The book was great. The movie was horrible. But people went and saw it 3, 4, 5 times because they're ridiculous and they don't know what a good movie is.
No, it's Kristen Stewart, the main
lady. Yeah, the main girl.
Yeah. The one that gets changed at the, one of the last ones or something. Yeah.
Sounds like you've watched all the movies, Joe.
I do have a 16-year-old daughter, you know.
Excuse.
I did like the last one, how it fools you at the end, where it makes
that sucked. That was.
I wanted to throw something at the TV. No, when you see the guy die, you're like, yeah.
I got that was the biggest kick in my stomach I ever had. I was like, oh, they're all dying. I'm like, finally, this is the payoff. My wife made me sit through every single one of these movies. I'm getting it now. This is what I wanted. Like,
she made you sit through them.
Trust me. I would have done just about anything else to get out, especially the second one, where they did that, seemed like an hour-long montage of her crying that her... Oh, my God.
Crying to Jacob?
Yeah, where she's in her room, and I'm like, if I was her father, I just would have sent her somewhere. But that's just me.
Well, her mother had already sent her to her father. She didn't have anywhere else to go.
I do like the father in that movie. I think he was the only character I really liked in the movie was the father.
He's like an alcoholic sheriff that didn't realize anything was going on around him. That's the part that
if you put it like that... and you got a third one?
My number one most overrated movie ever, in my opinion, is Titanic.
Oh my god.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
That's okay. The ship sinks.
Yeah. Everyone knows ahead of time that the ship sinks. And if you're watching that, I will say, I've never watched this movie in its entirety all the way through. I've seen clips here and there. I've seen the whole movie throughout my lifetime, just watching here and there.
Yeah.
But the last scene there the last major scene there where he falls off and dies, there's raft things all over the place. That raft she's on is big enough to fit both of them. He didn't have to die.
Well, in her defense, I would have pushed him off the freaking raft myself because I can't stand Leonardo DiCaprio.
After hearing that Celine Dion song 5,000 times, I would have pushed anybody off the raft.
I would have jumped off the raft.
I would have killed myself because that song made me hate the movie before the movie came out. So that's my number one most overrated movie ever.
Especially your number two and number ones, those were floating around somewhere on my list. I know Joe got his Titanic taken away.
Yeah, I hate Titanic. I'm not a big Leonardo fan.
You want me to go through mine, Joe, or are you ready?
Go ahead, man.
All right. The first one, I was debating whether I should go how far old school I should go, but I'm going to go way old school. Wizard of Oz. Hate that movie. Think it's overrated.
What is wrong with you, man?
I do not like musicals.
You're just not American.
I told you, mine are going to be unpopular choices. Do not like musicals. When it's on TV, everyone says, oh, The Wizard I'm going to watch. I'm like, why? Special effects were non-existing back then. It just bothered me. I don't know. I didn't like it as a kid. And then when they remade The Wiz, I didn't like that either.
Wiz.
That was just as bad.
The Wiz doesn't count. You should forget about that.
But, my second one, and this was a tough one, and I'm going to tick off a lot of my people, I will say, is I'm going with Empire Strikes Back as being overrated. Because I like the original Star Wars better. I'm sick of people telling me Empire Strikes Back was better. I didn't like the snow planet of Hoth. I thought they spent too much time there. Mainly because I saw it in the summer and it just annoyed me seeing the snow. And I had to squint when I watched it because it was too bright. And then, they freeze Han Solo at the end of the movie. My hero.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. It just didn't leave me happy. I mean, I can't stand Luke Skywalker. I would have been happy if they froze him, chopped his arm off. Not just his hand. I don't like Luke Skywalker. And then my number one, and this is the one where I'm going to get a lot of crap from, E.T. Hated E.T.
Did you not like Reese's Pieces or something?
That was the one reason why I would even say, I remember seeing the movie as a kid, and I'm sitting there watching it, and if I was the kid in the movie would have been lasted about 10 minutes, because if I saw some creature that I'd never seen before come running out the woods at me, I'm hitting it with a rock and a stick and I'm dropping it right there. I mean, as far as I know, it wasn't a dog, it wasn't a cat. So as far as I'm concerned, at that age, it's a bear or something, I'm killing it, you know.
If it was a cat, you would have killed it too.
We don't talk about that. No, but yeah, I remember people saying, oh, I went and saw E.T. 5 times. I saw it once and that was more than enough for me.
We just showed our little one that movie, and he loved it.
God, I hated that movie.
Although I will admit that the movies back from when we were a kid are much, much more boring to kids these days. Because there's lots of periods where people don't actually do anything in those movies, and he just starts playing other things during the middle of the movie. And I'm like, pay attention to this movie. It's very important.
Goonies was one that seemed to, at least for my nephew, he loved that movie.
Well, ours is only 8. He's not ready for the Goonies yet.
My goodness.
Many swear words in there. Because every time they say one, he goes, that's a bad word. I'm sick of listening to it.
Honorable mention for me was Avatar. I was going to throw that one instead of The Wizard of Oz. But then again, I only saw about 15 minutes, so I wanted to make sure I picked movies that I saw the majority of before I slammed
Avatar, the one on that space planet,
or
the last airbender.
No, Blue People.
Oh, Blue, all right.
Yeah, I hated that movie. I thought that made no sense either. I would have just, if I was the U.S. government, I would just have massacred them, all the traitors. That's what I looked at.
They're making an Avatar 2.
No. Joe, do you have any you want to add?
I can go with something a little bit older. I don't like Julia Roberts. So actually, Julia Roberts, she doesn't bother me, but I hated Pretty Woman.
I don't like Julia Roberts at all.
I just like, they like the country, another person the country's in love with, but I think she's just okay, you know. Oh, but Pretty Woman, I tried to watch it. You know, I watched probably about the first half hour. I was like, this is just
buy into a rich guy, Mary.
A hooker? No.
It's a girl movie.
That's definitely a girl movie. And another one that's older, I think is an 80s movie. It would be like The Breakfast Club. Like a lot.
Whoa. Back up. You call me un-American for The Wizard of Oz. The Breakfast Club is one of my all-time favorites. That's a... Oh, man.
It is, like, so boring. They sit there and, like, the tension.
My God. I think that was probably one of John Hughes' greatest movies of all time.
Awful.
Oh, my God. That's it, Joe. You're not
everybody loves it, but I'm like, this movie is horrible.
You just don't get it, Joe. Although, the one thing I will, I did have a question about that when I saw that movie. Where is the school that the only people in detention are six white kids? Because...
it's been like Ohio or something.
I don't know where, because our detention was pretty diverse.
Yep.
There wasn't just this, you know, and... I don't know.
Well, I was never in detention, so I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, shut that. Joe, I know you're lying.
I gotta say, eighth grade was a very bad grade.
Well, you got detention just if you forgot your gym shorts, you got detention.
I know.
And yeah, Joe and I went to the same junior high, and we had, remember Mr. Woods?
Woods and Kaminsky?
Yeah, but yeah. Mr. Woods was the one.
Yeah.
He used to go and sit in the boys' where the boys' shower room was. He'd sit there with his newspaper and make sure every boy went in to take a shower.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Little.
You guys didn't need therapy after that.
Who's saying we didn't? Yeah, I was one of those that would be like, oh, man, he's sitting there. I ain't going in there.
Nope.
Yeah, but so Breakfast Club. Is there one more? Because that's just two.
That's two. Well, I was thinking Titanic, but right. Let me see.
I'll give you Avatar.
I liked it for the effects. The storyline and everything's kind of corny, but I like the 3D and all that. Yeah. And I seen it in IMAX, so it was all right.
I think IMAX is overrated.
IMAX is, because all it is a little louder and a little bigger. That's all. Yeah. It's not worth the money.
You do get to pick your seats out, though,
yep.
So that's a good thing. But, yeah, I was like, wow, I thought it'd be like the picture would be so much clearer and like the seats would shake or something. No,
I just asked the guy when we realized, I was like, what's the difference with IMAX? He goes, oh, it's 30% louder and bigger. And I'm like, oh, all right. So I'll pay another $10 for that.
So come on, Joe.
Let me see. One more. What's out there now that everybody loves that I hate?
Man of Steel?
Nah.
Leave my Superman alone.
That movie was bad.
It was kind of corny.
No offense.
I think of something.
All right, well, too late. Joe loses the undercard because he failed to prepare. And I think I sent that text out. Was it Thursday or Friday I texted you on that? I think it was Thursday.
Maybe Thursday. I'm not sure.
I had to work a double.
Yeah. I see you posting all the time on your phone. I know.
When I'm not posting, I'm pretty much working a double.
So, all right, you want to get to the main event here? Or does anyone have anything else they'd like to discuss or slam someone about, because that's what I like. No?
No, I can get to this.
All right.
That's what everybody's listening for today. It's for,
You mean all three people?
We might have five today.
I'm here, so that's why.
I know.
There's one less. That's right.
All right. To break it down, we got four games I came up with. One is Cards Against Humanity. That's going to be the last round.
All right.
Joe did a practice once. Shannon's an expert at this, Joe, so you're in trouble.
I played one time.
I guess I better step up my game.
Yes. And then the first game we have is called, I got a media effect for this one, but it's called The Price is Not Right. Basically, I stole this idea from The Price is Right. Remember in Price is Right, they would have a product and they'd give you a price and you'd have to figure out if it was higher or lower.
Yep.
That's what this is. I have went across the internet looking for products, probably some that you guys may have never known existed, and you're gonna have to tell me if it's higher or lower.
Yep.
Basically, the way it's gonna work is, since Shannon is the guest today, she will pick first.
All right.
I will then, you know, show you a picture of the product, read a description. You got to tell me if it's higher than low or than the posted price. If you get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, Joe gets a point.
Ooh.
So you get penalized for being wrong. Yeah. I got it. All right, so I will let you pick which one would you like.
Number two.
I picked this just because the name of the product made me laugh. It's called the Bottom Buddy. And basically what this product is, it's the Bottom Buddy, the answer to personal hygiene when reaching is difficult. The soft, flexible head, you can stick your bathroom, your toilet paper, pre-moistened wipe securely. And then basically it's the simple solution to reaching those hard-to-reach spots to achieve your personal cleansiness. The Amazon price is not $29.95. The actual price is what, higher or lower than $29.95?
Lower.
The actual Amazon listed price is $34.
Oh my god.
Wow. $34 for that?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking like $15 or something.
I was like $9.95. Yeah.
Well, I will say they
if it was at Walmart, it would be $9.95.
No, they do have other models of similar types of devices at different prices, but since this was the highest priced one, I decided to go with that one because I figured it's such. So Joe has struck first blood.
Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully I never need one of those. I know.
So I'll let Joe. Joe, it's your turn to pick.
I'll go number five.
Oh, and just so you know, I have no idea what order. I had to put these on in a random order. So that way, if you're trying to think of it, is it high, low, high, low, high, low? That ain't going to work. It may end up being that way, but I didn't do it. Oh, you're going to like this one, Joe. This is called, and I am not lying about this, this is called the hot dog. It is...
nice!
Dogs have sexual needs or domination problems, which push them to climb on various objects such as cushions, stuffed animals, or in the worst case, the legs of your neighbors, guests, or your own. Hot dog is designed to control this problem. Yes. Basically, it's a sex doll for dogs.
Oh my goodness. I hope these pictures are going on.
Yes, I will post all these pictures. These are this is actual product. It's made in France, so I actually had to convert the price from euros to but is it more or less than $225?
I got to go less.
$231. For a sex doll for your dog. So,
wow. 1-1.
1-1. Next one, Shannon.
Number 3.
Let's see this. What do we got here? Oh, this one's long.
Sex doll for your dog.
Oh, this is a good one here. I like this one. This is something I actually have determined I could have used on it in more than one situation. And that is the emergency underpants dispenser. One pair of emergency underpants is great, but what if you have another emergency? Don't fret. This dispenser contains 5 disposable pair of unisex underwear. If you want to be safe, you should keep one by your bedside, at work, or in the car. Fits most adults. Amazon list price is not $11.99. Is it higher or lower?
Go higher.
Nope.
Wow, I would have went higher too.
$7.61 is the cheapest, or I should say the highest price I found on Amazon. So.
Wow.
I definitely would have went higher.
Yes, and I've had occasions where I don't know if I should tell that story or not. Shannon has not heard the story. I don't know if you want to hear this story.
Lord, I'm sure we all have an occasion where we would have needed emergency underwear.
Not me. Not me.
This one took place in the woods, which I thought was...
In the woods. Oh, so you have a few stories then.
Oh, I have more than one story, like I said. I'll give you this one. Back, I would say I was probably between 18 and 19 years old. A bunch of us. It was my brother, a friend of ours, Pete. We squeezed at least 2 other people in the car, 2 girls. And we were going to meet some other people up at what we generically call Rocket Dundee Road, but those back roads in Hamden where there's no lights. And they wanted to hang out up there. And I'm telling my brother, dude, I got to stop it friendly. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go. And he ignored me. So we get up there, and all I get is a thing of napkins.
Yep.
I go out into the woods, you know, drop trowel, squat, get the butt out. All of a sudden, over my back left shoulder, I see a light coming towards me.
Oh, my God.
So, at this point, I realized a couple things. One, I'm probably in someone's backyard at this point. Two, best case scenario, I'm going to have to explain to a guy why I'm squatting in his yard. Worst case scenario, the guy's probably going to shoot me. So, I then yank up my pants and take off. That was the longest ride home I ever had in my life. So, as you can see, those would have been very useful to me at that point. Joe, you're up.
I'm going number one.
So basically, at this point, if we all lose, we're going to be tied.
Yep.
Ooh, this one's very good, too. I might have to get some of these for a trial. A test of sorts.
What could this be, then?
It is called Subtle Butt. Do you have problems with smelly gas? Look no further. Your smelly flatulence problems may be over. Subtle Butt. Well, each 3 1/4 inch square filter is made with a soft fabric and an antimicrobial treatment on the side touching the skin. It's impregnated with activated carbon, which will prevent those nasty odors from getting out. Walgreens list price is not $15. Is it higher or lower than $15?
I'm going to go higher.
$12.99.
Jeez. There's 5 of them in there.
That's why I set the price there. If I set it at 10, you would have went higher. I'm not trying to make these easy for you guys.
Clearly.
All right, you got two of them left.
All right, I'll go number 4.
All right, let's see. I will say, out of the products, I did pick one that was guy specific and one that was girl specific. So we'll see which one you get. And by luck of the draw, you got the girl specific one. So let's bring this up. It is called the Caccini. It is the camel toe pad. It is a light, reusable, comfortable pad that adheres to undergarments with double-sided tape to eliminate what is commonly known as camatol. Don't be embarrassed ever again. Use the comfort and confidence-boosting solution to this problem, as seen on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
A show that I've never seen in my life.
I don't know. I thought I put that. They advertised that on their website, as seen with the Kardashians. So, Amazon.com price is not $30. Higher or lower?
My initial reaction would be lower, but since I've been wrong every time, I'll go higher.
It's lower. $19.95.
I was thinking lower, too, but I'm...
All right.
I'm going to go with my gut, then, because I was thinking the same way as you.
Last one, Joe.
Lower.
I should just bring this product up.
Yep.
Don't you want to see it before you
guess? Yeah, oh yeah, I definitely want to see it.
I could just take that.
No.
Wiener Cleaner Soap. Wiener Cleaner Soap solves that age-old bathing dilemma and adds a whole new dimension of pleasure and fun to the shower or bath. Wiener Cleaner is a soap ring you place around the penis to stroke it clean. If the Wiener Cleaner gets stuck, just soak it in water. Large or smaller, in-betweener, nothing beats a cleaner wiener.
If the Wiener Cleaner ever becomes
the original
stuck.
List price is $5.99. This is the original list price.
Yep.
You can get it. The reason why I had to go with the original list price is if you went online, you can find it a range of prices all over the internet. Because apparently... So, anyways, original list price, $5.99. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Original list price was $9.99.
Wow!
You can get it cheaper,
yeah.
But so that was awesome. It's tied up 3-3. Yes,
we're all wrong.
Alrighty, let me just tack these things so I can get them rid of out of the way. By the way, you like my artwork?
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh shit, I'm gonna step on that later. So the next game we're gonna be playing is called Brain Tasers.
Don't tase me, bro!
Now, in this game, the questions are going to be worth 2 points apiece. However, if you get it wrong, your opponent will have a chance to answer it for 1 point. So there would be one choice would already be gone, so you all have a chance. Since Shannon went first last time, I'll let Joe go first this time.
Ladies first.
All right.
That's fine.
I was going to be fair. But...
Number five.
And again, actually, this one is going to fall down. All right. This is a tough one. A clerk at a butcher shop stands 5 feet 10 inches tall and wears size 13 sneakers. What does he weigh? You're going to hate yourself, by the way.
I'm sure I am.
Would you like me to read it again?
Size 13?
Sure.
A clerk at a butcher shop stands 5 feet 10 inches tall and wears size 13 sneakers. What does he weigh? And these are very painfully obvious answers, and you'll find out once you hear it. You care to guess?
How are you supposed to know how much he weighs?
What does he weigh?
Does he weigh? He weighs a certain amount of pounds. I don't know. I don't know. All I have right. no idea.
I'm going to have to go, since it's a butcher shop, meat.
Son of a bitch. The answer is meat.
There you go.
Joe picks up 2 points.
1 point.
1 point.
Oh, that's right. 1 point. Stole it. I almost gave him a chance. All right, Joe, your turn. That, by the way, I think is the hardest one because that one's got me. So.
Well, you kept trying to, like, help her out when you're saying, what?
You gotta listen. Like I said.
Not how much does he weigh.
Yeah. What does he weigh? That's why I repeated when you said how much. All right. So, Joe, pick one.
I'll go 4.
Four. All right, Joe. How much dirt is there in a hole that measures 2 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet?
How much dirt is in a hole that measures
2 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet?
If it's a hole, I would say no dirt, since it's a hole.
There is no dirt in a hole. Correct, Joe.
I knew that one.
Oh, I thought you're better than this I thought, Joe. You were awful at MacGyver in 18.
I was horrible at that.
Number two.
Johnny's mother had 3 children. The first child was named April. The second child was named May. What was the third child's name?
Did you say Johnny's mother?
Yes.
Johnny.
Oh, there you go. 2 points for Shannon. So I think we got the gist of this game. Joe?
3.
If you were running a race and you passed the person in second place, what place would you be in now?
Second.
Second place it is. Man, I thought I'd be getting one of you guys.
Number one.
What word in the English language is always spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
There you go. At least there was no pause on that one. I'm sure some people would be like, what the hell? What's always spelled incorrect? Okay. And Joe gets the last one. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
I would still say Mount Everest.
There you go.
I asked Nicole and Sam this the other day, and they couldn't get it. Why did the polar bear not eat the penguin?
Because there are no penguins.
They're in South. Right.
They're like, oh.
In Antarctica.
like, you're only 8. It's okay.
Nope.
All right. Our third round is called What's the Word? Would you like to defer again, or would you like to go first? Okay. Just the real to explain how this game works, there will be a word. It may sound dirty. It may not sound dirty. Originally, the idea of this game I was going to call Dirty or Not Dirty, where I would have a word that would sound dirty, and you'd have to figure out if it was a dirty word or not. But for me to find dirty words that are dirty words that sound like dirty words that no one would know were very difficult. So basically, I came up with some words, and you'll have to figure out the definitions. They could be dirty definitions. They may not be dirty definitions. But based on the word, and it's multiple choice, so you'll have an A, B, C, or D. So I had to actually make up 18 false definitions.
Yep.
And the first person who picks it, they have a chance. If they get it right, they get 2 points. If not, it goes to the next person, and they have a chance for 1 point because one choice would be eliminated.
Yep.
So.
All right. Number 6.
Number 6. And again, don't try to read in a pattern with the A, B, C because put them on for me. I didn't. I wish this one came later. Okay. The word is cockchafer. Or Schaefer. You want me to spell it for you?
Sure.
C-O-C-K-C-H-A-F-E-R. Now, is it A, a term for a person who plucks chickens, B, a term for a person who loves chickens. Loves in my air quotes that people can't see. Is it male genital powder or a type of beetle?
Well, the one that doesn't go with anything is the type of beetle. So it either could be that, or... or you just threw that out there for no reason.
They're not meant to be easy, let's just say.
I'll go with number one, the one that plucks chickens.
No, it is not a chicken plucker.
So it's...
either a term for a person who loves chickens.
I won't. Male, I'll say that's out.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna just say how I would call it. Male nut powder.
I'm gonna go with beetle.
Or beetle. You're going with beetle.
Yeah.
It is a beetle. Always think with your gut instincts. So now Joe has got 1 point. He's got a 2 point lead on Shannon. Joe.
Three.
Okay. The word is furbelow, spelled F-U-R-B-E-L-O-W.
Language of origin?
You don't even want me to make comment on that. Is it either A, male or female pubic hair? I guess you know which one I made up. B, fringe or ruffle, primarily located on the bottom of a dress, a unit of measure of length used in drilling to describe hole depth, or oral sex with a particular hairy partner.
What's the other unit of measurement? Is that it?
Yes, of length used in drilling for hole depth.
I'll go with that.
Really? That's what I thought.
I told you, I didn't make these up to be easy.
All right, so... I think you made up one in four, so I'm going to go with two.
It is the fringe.
I was guessing between them.
Although, when I saw the word fur below, the first thing I thought was A. All right, so now we got another one there. Shannon, your pick?
Number four.
Fartleberries. Spelled F-A-R-T-L-E-B-E-R-R-I-E-S. All one words. Is it A, dried feces particles that stick to anal hair, i.e. dingleberries. A or B, and an edible berry that grows in the coastal marshes of Wales. C, a foul-smelling wine, i.e. in fartleberries and James, you know, that type of... or D, the reproductive organs of the male fartle beetle.
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B. B is incorrect.
What are the answers again?
Dried feces particles that stick to anal. Okay.
What's C?
A foul-smelling wine. And B or D
I'll
is...
go with the wine.
Nope.
What?
Dried feces particles that stick to anal hair.
Wow.
Yes, I guess
that.
That's...
Well, we always call them dingleberries.
Yes, I think this is like the London version of dingleberries.
Oh.
Wasn't going to make them easy.
Those Brits are ridiculous.
Joe, you are up.
Two.
The word is cocket. C-O-C-K-E-T. Is it A, a small penis, i.e. a rabbit penis, not a person, sometimes worn around the neck, believed to increase fertility, a small rooster, a shipping seal, or an archaic term for female genitals?
Shipping seal.
You sure?
Yep.
You didn't like the rabbit penis? It's a shipping seal. Damn. I knew I was going to have to make a few more that sounded more real plausible, but I just couldn't get around a small rooster. I thought that might have tricked you. All right. 2 points for Joe on that one. Shannon?
Number one.
A whorehound, spelled H-O-R-E-H-O-U-N-D. A male who engages in the pursuit of prostitutes. A perennial mint that has a bitter taste, a male feral coyote, or a female who gauges in the pursuit of prostitutes.
What are two and three?
A perennial mint that has a bitter taste, and C is a male feral coyote.
The mint.
Correct. And that's by the way, I think all coyotes are technically feral. I'm just throwing, I just threw an extra word to make it more scientific.
Yeah, I don't have any coyotes at my house, so.
Joe?
Last one, there are five.
Just so you know, if you miss this one and Shannon gets it, you'll be tied going into the final round. A pizzle. Is it Snoop Dogg?
That's what I was going to say. Something Snoop would say.
Is it Snoop Dogg speak for needing to urinate, or shizzle, I need to pizzle? An Italian cookie, a bull penis sometimes used to, as a whip or flogging device, or the drops of urine that are left on a toilet seat. Pizzle.
Man. It almost seems like it could be the last one.
You don't want to go with the Snoop?
No, I don't want to go with Snoop. What was number two?
An Italian cookie.
Two or three. I'll go with... Oh, man, I don't want to be tied up.
Nah. Do you need me to read them again, Joe?
What was number three?
Number three is the bull penis.
Bull penis?
Yes. Used as a whip or flogging device.
I'll go with two then.
Nope.
Can you spell it?
P-I-Z-Z-L-E.
L-E, not E-L-L-E.
No.
Okay. Because the E-L-L-E, I think, is an Italian cookie.
That's why I try to make it difficult.
All right. So we've got... It's not Snoop Dogg. So we've got...
Bull penis or drops of urine.
I'm going to go with bull penis.
Correct.
Because drops of urine just sounded too...
I was like, how can you use that to whip somebody?
Apparently, it was they dried it and they used it to beat people with back in the Middle Ages. But I think pizzle can mean any type of animal penis, but specifically bull. I found that when I thought that was hilarious. Plus, I was able to do the Snoop Dogg thing. So we are tied going into the final round. Wow. This is exciting. So the final round is Cards Against Humanity, and this is how it's going to work. We're doing three cards.
Yep.
However, each one will be based on, for example, I'm going to use this one since I picked it out, but in some cases you may need to use, if it only requires the use of one card, you will win 2 points if you get it.
Mm-hmm.
If it requires the use of two cards, you will get 4 points if All you right. get it. So that's how we're going to go. And maybe I should get the paper clips out so in case we get the multiple ones that way.
I trust you can keep two cards in order.
Okay. you would think so.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to read the one, and then you guys will give me your cards, and I'll mix them up on here so I don't know who does who. By the way, if there are none that I find funny, then no one gets a point.
All right.
Okay. All right. So they got to be good.
So it's based on your opinion, what you would think is funny. Right.
Yes, I'm pretty messed up. So, TSA guidelines now prohibit blank on airplanes. Joe, did you find something to amuse yourself?
Oh, man, it's a couple. All right, this is since knowing you.
Knowing me?
Yeah, I gotta go with this one.
All right.
Although I wanted to go with this one. See, this one is for you. If you were playing, this one would be for me.
Okay. Pick up these stupid tacks before I step on them before the dog eats them. Now I'm gonna mix those up.
Man, you're dropping everything.
I know. So. Well, I want to make it look like I'm not choosing.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, we have...
You got to read the whole thing.
Yes, I got to read the whole thing. TSA guidelines now prohibited getting so angry that you pop a boner on airplanes. Or TSA guidelines now prohibit Rush Limbaugh's soft, shitty body. Well, I always enjoy a good boner joke. I don't think Rush Limbaugh's soft, shitty body should be allowed anywhere. So I'm going with Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, That was a better one.
That was better. So Joe picks up 2 points for that one.
I didn't have a really good one for that one.
All right, now you each can pick another card since you used one.
Oh, all right.
That's normally how you play. And
would this have won?
Oh, no, you got to keep that.
Oh.
I can't look.
I'll show it to you at the end of the game.
Besides, you already won. Well, I thought, was this better? I want extra credit. Freaking. Uh-oh. This is a pick two. We can make a big point swing. This one's for 4 points.
All right.
I never truly understood blank until I encountered blank.
All right.
I bet you wish you held on to Rush with a soft, skinny body now. Yeah.
Now, when you do these, is it possible to split? Like,
no,
say her first answer is better.
No
than
split.
I,
it's
but
all,
my second.
All or nothing. All
right. All right.
All or nothing. What do you think this is? This is like some game where everyone gets a trophy?
Alright, so what do you want? The first one on the bottom?
First one on the bottom, yeah.
Alright, here you go.
You know what? Just put them behind here so I don't see which is which.
Alright.
So
I never understood something until I encountered something?
I never truly understood blank until I encountered blank.
Alright.
Man, Joe.
All right.
The first one's on the bottom.
All right.
So put them behind here, either on one side or the other, so I don't see. All right, good enough. So. Okay, There we go. I never truly understood the profoundly handicapped until I encountered Scientology. Guess we're talking about Tom Cruise there. I never truly understood fingering until I encounter an asymmetrical boob job. Since I don't really know what fingering has to do with an asymmetrical boob job, I am going to have to go with the Tom Cruise answer because he is truly mentally handicapped. And is that...
Thank you very much.
That is Shannon. And that was a 4-pointer, though, Joe.
Yeah, she got 2-point lead.
Oh, my Lord. Now, let's see what we draw for the next one. Oh, you each can take two more cards. Because you want to keep a supply of potential answers there.
Oh, we didn't do this last time.
Yeah. Well, that's because we were just doing a sample. That's why I let you draw all those cards. And besides, I wanted to make sure we had that fiasco of having unfunny answers last time. So I'm trying to make sure... Yep. At least there's one funny answer every time. Okay, this is only a 2-pointer, so Joe needs this to force sudden death.
Oh, that's right. We're only doing 3, yeah. Oh, so I could have sealed it with that win.
Yeah, you would have put this out. Well, no, there is a... I've seen pick 3, so there is there's a potential for a 6-pointer, but this is a 2-pointer. What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming?
Disturbing.
And I expect some disturbing but oddly charming answers.
I got a very disturbing one, but it's definitely not charming.
All right, here we go. For the finals. What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? Harry Potter erotica or a micropenis? You know, I could see the merits of both answers when I think about it. Oh, look at that penis. It's so cute. Or, but I guess being a guy, I just don't like the term micro penis. So it's got to be Harry Potter.
But it's a grandma, not a guy.
I don't care. I don't like discussion of it. By the way, you know what is defined as a micro penis?
What?
Any penis that is less than 3 inches.
All right.
Don't ask me how. Okay, I'll tell you how I know. They were talking about on...
At the doctor, they said, hey, Dan, you gotta...
No!
Now, is that flaccid length or full length?
I think it's full length.
Yeah, I would say full length.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. No, that was, they were talking about that on a Kevin Smith podcast where he was referring to himself as. All right. So to reveal the winners, do we just want to reveal the winner or do we want to reveal who Joe let down?
I think you'd have to reveal both the names.
Yeah, you got to do both.
All right, Joe, you let down Darren LeBeau. All
right.
You know Darren?
Yeah, I know Darren.
Yeah. Darren went to, was actually, graduated high school in my class, but yep. Yeah. And the winner, and I don't know how I'm going to word this, but was Nicole Baker.
Oh, fix!
My wife.
Now, I had said in the beginning.
Yeah, he did say it in the beginning.
As Joe is the, as you guys witnessed, it was completely random, blind choosing. Yep. And I had said, since there's no sponsors for the show, anybody can win regardless of relation. So yep. We'll have to let this stand. So at least they'll save me postage.
I know.
Or should we make, you know what? I'm going to make Nicole have to listen to the episode to see if she won. So I'm not even going to reveal the names in the beginning. Yep. And I'll drop these off, or do you want to hold them and then give them to her after?
I'll give them to her later. She'll
all right,
have to
but hold
first.
On to them and then make her listen to it.
Make sure you get your viewership. You know?
Yes, yes, my one viewer.
She did tell me that if Joe was playing for her, that I was supposed to lose.
Yeah.
And she said that would be very hard for me to try to lose something.
No,
especially this game.
I could definitely lose, but not trying to.
So, but yes, and so I guess. As far as the next time we do this, I don't know if I'm going to go through this full production value that I did this time.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll figure out some game. I think the way we'll do it, though, is what we talked about, is maybe we'll put in like a phrase that someone will have to email to us instead of make sure at least someone listens to something. But, all right, it was fun. Shannon, thank you. Joe. And I'd like to say, Shannon, anytime you would like to come back, you're more than welcome.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
And
I'm sure Joe's entitled to a rematch at some point.
Yes. And I see. Next week I was thinking, because we're coming up on Lent coming up soon, right? Is that next, after next Saturday? Yeah. You got that glazed look.
Catholic things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Catholics with all your guilt and giving
Tuesday's
up
the
things.
Fourth.
Yeah. So it's next weekend. Next Saturday will be the last Saturday before Lent,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I wanted to do a Guilty Pleasures episode since I have to give up something for Lent. I want to talk about all the things that I like that I'm not saying ashamed about, but maybe some people find odd and
yep.
See if Joe
speaking
or...
Speaking of that, I do agree with you on The Knight's Tale. That is one of my favorite
that
movies
That is
ever.
An awesome movie. Screw you, Joe.
That movie sucks.
Screw you, Joe. That was awesome.
That was the greatest use of under pressure in a movie ever.
I won't go into what I liked about that, but the only thing I will say is what I didn't... The one person in that movie that I did not like was... what's her name? Shannon Gossamer, the one who played the princess?
The
or
the woman.
Yeah, I don't like her at all. So we'll sign off for Dan, Joe, Shannon. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Three, that's a magic number. It is, it's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, they stubborn me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music raises three parts. Casually see but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk.
Three.
Parents let go cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Dosey does your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec that the action not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, with a daisy rose in your mind.